And so if you would, take your copy of the Bible today and turn with me to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17. I'd like us to look this morning for a few minutes in Matthew 17, verse 14 through verse number 20. And in Matthew 17, verse 14 through verse 20, today I'd like to talk to you about action steps that are given to us by the Lord Himself that will bring the hope of healing in our lives. So would you read along as I read aloud in Matthew 17, beginning in verse 14. And the Word of God says this, and I quote, "And when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him, and saying, 'Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is paralyzed and suffers severely. For he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not give him a cure.' Then Jesus answered and said to him, 'O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring the boy here to me.' And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, 'Why could we not cast it out?' So Jesus said to them, 'Because of your unbelief. For assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you.'" Dear friend, today, there is nothing in your life that is impossible to have the hope and the healing that only our omnipotent God can bring. Every one of us have come into the house of God today, and we come with the need of healing in some area of our lives. We all come in need of Jehovah Jireh to meet us where we are, so that healing can occur. It may be healing in the physical realm of your life. It may be healing in the mental capacity of your mind. It may be healing in the spiritual realm of your soul. But all of us are in need of healing. And so this morning, I want to share with you a fourfold methodology for how you and I can live into the action of healing that comes into our lives. First, I'd like you to notice that the Bible teaches us in Matthew chapter 17 and verse 14 through 16 that we need to come to Jesus with our request. We need to come to Jesus with our request. We can see that this man had a deep burden on his heart. And the Bible says when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him, saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son." He came, he knelt, and he gave his request to God. Today, God wants every one of us that are gathered together here this morning to know that we can always bring our need to Jesus. We can always bring our burden to Jesus. We can always bring our worry to Jesus. We can always bring the fears we have to Jesus. We can bring the pain of our soul and the pain of our past to Jesus, and we can bring our heart ache to Jesus. No matter your need today, no matter your request today, no matter your situation today, no matter what your history book has personally written about you today, God wants you to know that you can come to Jesus with your request. That is what the man did who had a son that was paralyzed physically, but also was paralyzed spiritually in his soul with demonic power. You see, his son faced the ultimate type of failure, the ultimate type of chaos, because his body had been stricken, his soul had been stricken, but God was the one that could come and bring the hope and healing that was needed. 4 years ago, I fell sick with COVID. I was sick for about 7 weeks. I did not know I was in the world for over a month. I have 4 children, and my youngest son knelt by my bedside, and he would say, "Daddy, breathe. Daddy, breathe. Daddy, breathe. Don't quit breathing, Daddy. Don't give up." And I believe I'm alive today because I'm a part of a church family that prayed earnestly for my healing. I believe I'm alive today because of a little boy that knelt by my bedside, who is now 17 years old, claiming unto God the request and the burden of his heart. Today, no matter what may be going on, you remember you can bring Jesus your request. But second, the Bible teaches us in verse 17 and verse 18, not only should we come to Jesus with our request, but second of all, we need to listen to Jesus for his response. After this man brought the request on behalf of his son, in verse 17, Jesus gives a response. And the Bible says, "Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. When you and I listen to Jesus for his response, when we call on the name of Jesus, asking him to answer, even when we pray and we pray and we pray, and at times we feel that God is silent, his response will always be powerful. His response will always be hopeful. His response will always be true. His response will never, ever, ever fail you. Know today that if you'll listen, he'll give you the response that he wants for you. He'll give you the response that is best for you. He'll give you the response that is in accord with his will for your life. If we're going to be a people of healing, we need to know we can come to Jesus with our request. We need to listen to Jesus for his response. But third, in verse 19 and verse 20, we need to obey Jesus with our renewal. Look at what the Bible says in verse 19. Then the disciples came to him privately, and they said, "Why could we not cast it out?" And Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief. For assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there.'" Friend, today, maybe you're tired of praying. Maybe you're at a place where you're ready to give up on the need for your miracle. Maybe you feel as if all hope is lost in your situation. Jesus wants you to do what he told the disciples to do. He wants you to believe. He wants you to keep your faith. And if you do that, if you and I will obey Jesus with a renewed commitment, with a renewed faith, with a renewed dedication of surrender, then we will be able to renew ourselves with a total belief that God can, that God is able, and that God can move the mountains you need him to move. We can renew ourselves with a complete surrender, taking ourselves out of the seat of control and placing our lives on the altar of God so that God can be in the driver's seat of our life and so that God can do what God deems best for you and I. When we obey Jesus with renewal, we renew ourselves with an absolute dependency, saying, God, I depend on you with my life, with my home, with my soul, with my mind, with my work, with my children, with my grandchildren, with everything in the circle of life. Friends, we are to trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Come to Jesus with your request. Listen to Jesus for his response. Obey Jesus with your renewal. And finally, in verse 21, the Bible teaches us, fourth of all, that we are to follow Jesus with rededication. The Word of God says this: however, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. If you want God to move mountains in your life, if you want God to do a work in your life, if you want God to change things and take you from the ordinary to the extraordinary, then rededicate yourself with a life of prayer and fasting. And when you do that, it will require a decision. It will require a personal declaration that says, yes, Lord, I will. It requires an effort to say, God, I give my all. And that's when Jesus will touch you. That's when Jesus will change you. That's when Jesus will rescue you. That's when Jesus will move the mountains you need him to move. In 1887, George Root was in a very desperate situation. And in the midst of his pain, after losing everything, he wrote these words, and I quote them to you today. I've touched the hem of his garment, and now I too am free. His healing power this very hour gives life and health to me. Friend, healing will motivate your life with the help only God can bring. Isaiah 53:5 says this as we close today. Jesus bore our sins and our sicknesses on the cross, and by his wounds, we are healed. Psalm 147:3 says, he heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wounds. What do you need him to take today? What do you need him to bind up today? What do you need him to renew today? Let God have you, and God will bring hope and healing. like he did for this parent that needed God to rescue his son physically and spiritually. If God could do it in their family, God can do what you need in your family. Let's pray together today. Father, we come to you this morning and we thank you for the power of prayer and the power of your movement of mountains that may seem too tall for us to see the miracle. Lord, today we ask you for miracles and healing and hope to abound in every life represented on this property this morning. We belong to you, O God, and we know that no matter how broken or battered one may be, you are the source of hope and strength. I pray for the parent today with a wayward child or grandchild. I pray for the spouse today begging you to save their marriage. I pray for the worker today that may be handicapped by worry if they will have a job tomorrow. I pray for the one that may be here today that may be struggling spiritually or financially. I pray for the one that is broken or that is handicapped by their past. For the one that harbors unforgiveness. For the one that is bitter. For the one that needs to be set free. Today, God, would you let healing come and rest on our souls because of who you are? Would you perform spiritual open heart surgery on each of us today? Let it begin with me. Let it sweep through this congregation, and we give you our all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.